Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Set the bar low and you shall excel. That's us. Greetings. Welcome on board, everybody. It's the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our telephone number is now open. It's 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us, as five individuals have done, at WKOK.com.
That's Lock him up.
Okay.
Isn't that what we're going to hear today?
I doubt it, other than you just saying it now, but I guess it's possible. We can talk about President Trump's indictment. We will hear from Cliff Readers, a noted attorney, good civil lawyer, and he is going to be calling in. Wednesday is the tentative time, provided that he can have a chance to read the indictment.
Right.
If he doesn't catch the indictment in time, then we probably might postpone that to next week, so we'll let you know about that. But, yeah, that's our goal. We'll see if maybe we can get a CBS expert. Friday, we'll have a count or check that a 108th district Republican candidate for office in our studios. Mike Stender, the individual that's running to replace Linda Schlegel-Culver. Of course, we had Trevor Finn on Friday, and we'll have Mike Stender this Friday. So we'll kind of keep those lined up. Of course, last week we talked a little bit about guns and gun law changes.
There
was
a little bit.
Another school shootings. Well, okay, so we talked quite a bit about that. Between President Trump and guns, that's the those are the topics that keep popping up around here these days.
Well, this really is unprecedented. I mean, really, for a district attorney to go after him on such a nebulous charge.
What is the charge exactly? See, I haven't read the indictment.
Well, maybe nobody's read the indictment. It isn't out yet.
Well, it's a felony.
It hasn't been released.
So it's a nebulous felony.
Well, no, I
dig
mean,
into
this,
that.
This is after the fact. In other words, this is, what, how many years down the road now, 4 or 5 years, it was declined by his predecessor and by others, and now he chooses to prosecute it because I guess George Soros said, you better get him. I paid all that money to get you elected.
Okay. So what is the felony charge that's in? What's that specifically? Is it that the election law violation?
It's part of that, part of the election law violation that they put, they didn't record it as a contribution to the campaign. That's their argument, that in paying off this hush money, they actually made an illegal contribution to their campaign.
All right. Okay.
So this is a district attorney in Manhattan trying to enforce federal election law.
So the country's overrun with crime, and when you get a DA that is enforcing all crimes, not just little ones, but big ones too.
Oh, he's not doing big ones. That's unfortunate.
Oh, I got you. Okay. What crimes is he overlooking?
Quite a few in New York City. Look at the way people are just put back on the street almost immediately. The cops literally say that they're back on the street before they finish the paperwork. Yeah.
And the DA's in charge of releasing people from prison. That is
news
to me.
No, he's in charge of not prosecuting them and not arguing for strict bail requirements when they come before a judge.
Okay. Well, Joe knows tons more than everybody else about this Trump case.
You're right, it is political
and nebulous,
it
felony,
is.
But hey, it's funny. The smarter the lawyer is, the less they'll say about it because nobody's read it. But Joe's here to tell you.
Well, I'm talking about what the talking heads, including Joe Tacopino, who is Trump's lawyer, what he's saying.
Oh, he's viewed as a unbiased opportunity to speak on
behalf. No, but he's talking about, I've heard the former Mr. Barr, the former attorney general, and his predecessor, or successor, rather, both feel that this is a political opportunism.
Well, are not all, since DAs run for office, are not all prosecutions political? I mean, look at Tony Matalevich. Here's the fellow, well, he's not going to be on the ballot, but he is seeking re-election. He stands up and says, okay, we're going to be tough on drugs, all right? We're going to be tough on drugs. If you're a drug dealer, we're putting you in jail. And then when he gets elected, he sees a drug dealer come through the courts and says, okay, every law that applies is going to apply here. No plea bargain. In what way is that political? Just because he said it during the campaign?
No, it's political, not political at all in that regard. I mean, okay. He said he was going to prosecute a crime. He considered it a serious crime, and he prosecutes it.
Right,
that's not,
and this brag
but
said I was going to prosecute
that's
Trump.
That's not saying when I get elected, I'm going to go after Mark Lawrence because he's a drug dealer.
Mm-hmm.
So they're instead of following the crime, they're following the person and trying to prove a crime against them. That's what makes this so different.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Well, without having seen any of the criminal indictment or actually heard any of the grand jury investigation, Joe is ready to pronounce not guilty, correct?
No, I'm not saying he's not guilty. Oh, I'm just saying he shouldn't have brought the charge in the first place.
I gotcha. All right. So, all right. Well, to be continued. It's like I said, the smarter the lawyer, the less they'll say, but Joe's outside that bounds. So we appreciate that. And what's your view on this topic?
I think you just said I was dumb.
No,
I think that's what you meant.
I'd have to go back and listen to the tape.
Let's rewind and hear it immediately.
Joel is dumb. Oh, I did say it. No, I'm not saying that. No, I just think you're not a smart lawyer.
Well, then I'm a dumb lawyer.
No, well, I wouldn't say that either. All right, 570-743-9565. President Trump's travails is just one of the topics we can talk about. The nation has some gun laws in place. Many are not being enforced, but maybe
are
some...
Are we going to beat that dead horse again?
Changes.
I mean, that poor thing is just... Bones are all that's left on the ground from beating this to death.
Are there not some changes in gun laws that could make us safer?
All right, yes, there are.
Thank you, Senator Toomey.
Take away Mark Lawrence's guns. That'll make me safer.
It's funny how whenever I say that, I always attribute it to Senator Toomey because I think it's probably a good starting point for a discussion. It doesn't seem to help anywhere in Congress or anywhere. But I notice that talking heads on the shows are saying that now. You know, it's like, are there not any common sense? Blah, blah, blah. All right. Let's start with the angry man, number one. But number two is waiting. Go ahead, sir.
Number three isn't far behind.
Mark,
Stan.
Question for you.
Yes, sir.
Don't you listen to your morning update on the CBS News? They said that the indictment is, and the information they had was based on sources close to the, I guess the DA, familiar with the case indictment, that it's over misfilings of business records.
Gotcha.
Something along those lines. So that was on the news. So Joe isn't far off from the truth or what he's talking about. But that's not why I called.
All 30 counts are that sort of that?
Oh, I don't know. Well, that's, you know, I don't know how they get 30 counts off of one business
right.
misfiling, but whatever. You know, that's why we'll have to wait and see. But that's what the news is reporting, that's the basis for it.
Right. So, keyword, I don't know.
Well, exactly. And I've never said I did, but that's what the news said. But they're getting leaked sources.
I gotcha.
My understanding of
that's
grand juries is they're not allowed to leak what goes on in that, correct?
That's not good. Yep, that is not good at all.
So, you know, that's a whole other problem. But that's not why I called. See, over the weekend, I've come to a wild realization that maybe I need to change my mind about guns. Okay? I think maybe we need to ban all AR-15s, AK-47s, and any semi-automatic firearm out there. Because of course we got to save the kids, which I do want to protect kids. Okay, so let me make that 100% clear. I want to protect kids.
So we're going to ban
them all. We're going to go around and we're going to gather them all up.
Yep.
Okay, we're going to gather them all up. Now my question is because now you said that number two angry man's on the phone, so I'm assuming that's Eric. My question for Eric is, after all the semi-automatic firearms are gathered up, okay, every one of them, every 20 to 30 million, whatever it is gathered up, and the next mass shooting happens with a revolver or his precious deer rifle, or maybe, Mark, it'll be your 760 pump gun, okay? Somebody goes into a school, because they do make 10-round magazines for those, goes into a school and shoots it up. What's next?
All right, well, let's
ask
him.
That is my question.
Do you want to ask him? Do you want to cede some time to him and we'll let him answer that quick question, yes or no?
Sure. I'd like an answer because that's exactly what's going to happen.
All right. Now, you're not going to be able to hear him as well, Stan, but so just listen carefully. Eric, Stan wants to know that if all the AR, sort of the black rifle, assault-type looking rifles are banned, and, of course, there's a gazillion other rapid-fire guns, lever action or pump action like my 760 that he said, what are we going to do then?
Well, I got one of the 760s too. I want to keep it. And Stan's, of course, going to the from the facts to the ridiculous, right? my whole point is that we reduce the chances. Okay, we reduce the chances by limiting access as much as we can. And my point from the beginning of this is now this person who's 26 years old is beyond my perspective because my thought here in Pennsylvania is to go slow with this. Let's make sure that those under 21 who cannot buy a handgun can also not buy these AR-type weapons as a first step.
All right,
okay?
So hold on. Let's ask that. Let's get Stan to react to that. Okay, Stan, you heard the conceptual idea that the goal would be to reduce the availability of the sort of the black-looking weapons that are out there.
But that wasn't my question. Oh. I said after all they're gone and restricted, and the same thing happens with another firearm, what's next?
Okay.
That was my question, because you know it's going to happen. And if they don't, they'll get the explosive, they'll get the fertilizer, or they'll make something up because, you know, the recipes are out there online about how to make explosives. Mm-hmm. And they'll blow a school up, okay, and take a bunch of other people out. Or they'll go in with a knife or a machete. You know, you go into a school with a machete, and into a classroom, how many people you think will die before anything can be done?
Well, in Pittsburgh, there were a lot of injuries with a knife one time.
Exactly. So, you know, the gun is not the problem, okay? If the guns were the problem, the 300 million or 200 million gun owners or whatever it is out there with the over 400 million guns, you would know that's the problem. The problem is the criminals on the street. Okay, the mentally unstable person. Now, this woman that did this in Nashville was unstable, okay? She was being treated. Now, should the doctor have, did she make threats and the doctor knew it that she was being treated by? We don't know because we'll probably never know.
Well, for
the
one thing,
they need to release.
That's right. That they haven't done that. Now let's be honest. If this was a manifesto from someone on the right claiming we got to shoot up all these transgenders, we got to get rid of gays, you can just bet your bottom dollar that would have been released within 2.3 seconds after the shooting or after it was discovered. But here, because the shooter's transgender, and our beloved CBS has even forbidden its employees from mentioning the word transgender in connection with this story, you have an obvious attempt to cover it up or downplay it, which would not be made if the shooter was a conservative.
All right, Stan, another couple seconds. Go right ahead. Go ahead. You can wrap up,
well,
sir.
Okay, I will. Now, last week they had protests in the state house in Tennessee. And what were they doing, the protesters? They were holding up seven fingers for seven victims. There were six victims. There was one perpetrator of the crime. She was not a victim. She was the perpetrator of the crime, and she got taken out the way she should have by the cops, but she was not a victim. But they are holding up seven fingers to show that she is a victim. That's a pile of horse dung, and you know it, and everybody knows it. They don't want to admit that she has had a mental problem.
And she was seeking some care, correct?
And she went in there and went off.
Okay.
All right, we got you. All right, thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling
in.
Much appreciated.
Yep.
Thanks for allowing Eric to...
I think Eric wants to weigh in on President Trump.
All right, oops, hold on, sir. There we go. Eric, you're on the mark. Go right ahead. Now you have the floor.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. And thank you, Stan, for allowing a point-counterpoint. I think that's the hallmark of our United States of America here. We can all have differences of opinion. If he chooses to choose guns over kids, that's his opinion. My choosing kids over guns, that's my opinion. I still think his argument is ludicrous. Of course, kids could take a nail file and sharpen it and stab five or six kids before anything gets to them. The idea is to reduce the chances of it. Would that young lady have attacked if she hadn't had the overwhelming amount of firearms she had to feel confident in her own mental state to do that? I don't know. Who knows? But let's talk about President Trump, former President Trump, shall we? I always wonder why he declared too early, because it was very early for him to declare for running, you know, for his non-consecutive second term.
Well, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. The earlier you announce, the more likely you are to discourage other people from getting into the race.
Or is it the fact that the earlier you announce, then when you are charged with a crime, which he and his legal team knew this was coming, and it's going to come again and come again, then you can politicize it. Is it would be as much of a political football if he was not the declared running person for re-election to the presidency? Because it wouldn't be political. It would just be a attempting to enforce the law against a former president. But he knew this and made it very political. And he knew it was coming. Okay, and on the other side, why is DeSantis not announced yet? Is it because he can then go out and visit all these places and get all this coverage without them having the news? And I'm asking this question, I'm not sure. Because they can report on him, you know, like he was down in Harrisburg over the weekend, he was his place. Can they, since he's not running, can they just report on him being there and then not having to give equal time to the other declared candidate?
No, it involves federal funding and federal filings that are required, and campaign information that has to be kept and reported. You know, it just isn't worth it until you get closer to the time. Trump was in it come hell or high water. I think DeSantis is looking at it from a more pragmatic standpoint. I'm going to do this, but not if it doesn't make sense.
Thank you for back to my argument, Joe. So what you're saying is it made more sense for President Trump to do it early, even though it involved all this filings and so forth. I think because he wanted to make this political, and he did.
He wanted to raise money. He's been raising money off the fact that Alvin Bragg filed these charges against him. He's raised $5 million in a week.
Exactly. And by declaring early, though, he made it political.
By declaring early, he could
really be all up in arms? No, because that's the argument that he's now co-opted all his cronies in the Republican Party to say it makes it political. That's
Earth
what they're all saying.
Earth to Eric.
This is a hacket job. This is just you're
Eric,
trying to go against the political process.
Take a breath, will you? Here's the problem. You know, they brought these charges against President Trump, the weakest of the cases. You know, so Alvin Bragg made it possible for him to raise this money by filing charges that really won't stand up, I think, in the end. If they had let it go until either the North Carolina charges come in or the Mar-a-Lago documents come in or Georgia come in, one of those investigations is bound to be much more important than this one. And this one just really, it doesn't pass the smell test.
Well, and I think Joe's right.
And I think you're absolutely right, Joe, and I think that's a very good point. The point is, it is the weakest of them, but it just proves that they are not considering him going against someone who is the ex-president, whatever. They're going against a person who, under New York law, has broken the law, and they're trying to enforce the law. If it was truly political, they would have waited, right?
They haven't proven that
a hatchet job, they would have let the other ones go first.
They haven't proven that he broke any laws at this point. They're merely indicting him. And as they used to say on any TV show, that a good district attorney can indict a ham sandwich.
Okay, Eric, we'll give you the lesson. Well, and I think Joe's right. I think the president announced early in part because he thought Ron DeSantis was getting all the oxygen out of the room of discussion that it relates to the presidential campaign. You know, I think he wanted to be part of the presidential conversation. That's probably why Nikki Haley announced. That's probably why Asa Hutchinson announced over the weekend, is because they probably didn't want to announce this early, but you cannot let President Trump steal all the headlines as a presidential candidate. In. Eric, we'll give you the last word. You still have another full minute. Please go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. I firmly believe this is all part of his plan. And yeah, he knew full well that once he was attacked, as he's saying, they would be cranking up. I think I saw a report that he got $4 million into his campaign funds. But what that bothers me most of all is he's still trying to pull the wool over the eyes of the American people, saying he never had any relationship with this person. And so someone needs to tell me, if there was never any relationship, why was $130,000 paid to her in the first place?
And may I remind you of the famous words of that great American Bill Clinton? I did not have sex with that woman.
I did not have sex with that lady.
Miss Lewinsky.
And by his definition, he didn't.
All right, we got you,
Eric. But there wasn't $130,000 paid to that lady either, was it? there,
no,
Joe.
He paid $850,000 to another lady because to settle a lawsuit against him for the same thing.
While he was president of the United States?
When he was running for president of the United States.
Okay. All right, we got you, Eric. Thank you so much for calling in.
Take care, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You, yeah, too.
You too, buddy. All right, we'll take a quickie break. We got two callers waiting. We will be right back. Right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. While Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Welcome back to On the Mark. I'm Joe McGranahan along with Mark Lawrence, and we have Tom from Sunbury, another angry man on the phone, and one of Donald Trump's biggest detractors. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, Joe, I understand you're a Catholic and you have some kind of religion, but do you have any conscience at all? Do you have a conscience? Do you have any belief? Don't know what's right and wrong or anything?
No, I'm totally immoral.
Well, you must be. You must be totally immoral, but the way you stick up for this guy.
I'm not sticking up for him.
Can't you find anything wrong with what this guy's doing? You keep sticking up for him, but just with this deal right here. Do you find anything wrong with what he did? Find anything wrong?
Not with what he did, any more than Bill Clinton paying
$800,000. I didn't ask you that. I asked you, do you find anything wrong morally or consciously with what this guy did in this case? Do you find anything wrong?
Well, yeah, but it's not a crime. It was
but it's not a crime.
Right.
It's not a crime. That's a good excuse.
Well, it's
that's
not.
A good excuse.
So when do we start beating people over the head for things that aren't criminal?
And you know, Joe,
would you like to be charged with something that isn't a crime?
You keep saying this case was held out for 5, 6, 7 years. No. This case was held out because of Bill Barr. Would not allow it because he says there's a law that you cannot indict a sitting president. That was because of Bill Barr as to why this thing got out those extra 4 years right there.
Well, let me ask you this question.
There was time before the election when you couldn't do it because you couldn't do it 60 days before an election.
May I ask you a question? Of all the cases against Donald Trump, do you think this is the one that's going to sink him?
I'm
asking you a question. I asked you a question. Now, you asked me one, I gave you an answer.
There is no level of anything. If you break the law, no matter who you are, no matter what the case is, you prosecute. You charge them.
Then why wasn't...
In other words, if I steal a candy bar in Wises, they shouldn't charge me?
Why was Bill Clinton not prosecuted for lying under oath?
I didn't care about Bill Clinton.
Well, of course not. He's a Democrat.
We're talking about Donald Trump.
You only care about Republicans. You don't care whether Democrats break the law.
We're not talking about Bill Clinton or anybody else. We're talking about Donald Trump.
No, I'm talking about politicians who break the law. That's the larger issue.
He broke the law, and he needs to be charged. I don't care. It doesn't matter whether it's this case is higher or that case is lower. It doesn't matter. I mean, he's going to get charged. He's going to get charged for the Georgia case. That's a slam dunk. I mean,
isn't that a better case? Isn't that a better case?
The secret documents case. That's a slam dunk. I mean, there's several in New York he could lose.
Well, if these are slam dunks, why haven't they been filed already?
Joe, they are working on him. The grand jury in Georgia has already made the decision that he should be indicted.
Well, how do you know that? It hasn't been released.
And what do you mean it hasn't been released?
They haven't released any
charges.
That girl
that was on the panel came out there and shot her mouth off.
And she's telling the truth. You're absolutely certain of that.
Yes.
Well, you believe Trump's lawyer.
And say he's going to be indicted. We voted to indict him, but they're not going to do it.
Well, I think
that case is a Joel Embiid slam dunk. He's going to get charged in that case.
We love the
There's
sports
no question
reference
about it. He's going to get charged in the other case with the documents. There's no question about it.
All right. Well, let's say you're
as far as why this case wasn't brought forward more quickly when he was out of office is because they wanted to get a hold of his taxes, which they were fighting. They finally could get a hold of his taxes. That was one of the reasons. And another reason was because of COVID. They had the guy on there that was supposed to charge him the first time, and those are the reasons he gave as to why it wasn't brought forward quicker after he was out of office.
All right, so what should be the punishment for this heinous crime? What do you think he should get, huh?
I don't care what they do. I don't care if they slap his hand with a ruler. It doesn't matter.
That's violence.
He did a crime. He's got to be charged with it.
You have to read this top one.
$5 fine. I don't care.
Here's what the...
He needs to be charged.
It says, one of our listeners says, Tom's TDS is on full display. The statute of limitations ran out on the Bragg charges.
They ran out.
Oh, you just made the highlight reel.
It ran out because they ran it out.
All right. Hey, we got you, Tom. Thank you, sir.
If you need more time.
Mike, hold on. 6 minutes from now, you're going on the radio. This is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sun Mary.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show. On the Mark, I'm Mark Lawrence. Mr. Joe!
I'm amoral. I have some kind of religion.
Mr. Joe McGranahan,
hey.
Just a fabulous, wise, veteran broadcaster, just a super fella.
Not on Tom's hit parade.
Man, you're off a couple Christmas cards this year.
Yes, I am.
Anything?
Am I still on yours, or have you cut me too?
No, you're fine.
Okay, thank you.
Anything you wish to say?
About what? Well, you want me to read one of the emails?
No.
No, what? Oh, I forgot it's April 3rd. You are strikingly handsome.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Just a little
How
nudge.
How could I have missed that?
Once a month, he has to say it, contractually obligated.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. That could have ended my career in broadcasting. Right,
I broke a sweat on that one. Mike, you're on the mark. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, some good calls here this morning. One of the things I heard was someone on your show saying that, I guess, people prefer guns over kids. Now, I think that's a real stretch to make a comment like that, but I would just like to ask people that think that that's true, do you prefer cars over kids? Because I believe it was last Christmas, or maybe the one before, you know how time gets when you get old, somebody took a vehicle and drove through a Christmas parade and killed a bunch of kids. And, you know, the people that think, you know, we prefer guns over kids, do they prefer cars over kids? Do they drive a car? I don't know. It just, those kind of statements really bother me, and it makes me question, where does the vitriolic hatred of Donald Trump come from? Now, I understand when you have a range of people on one side, you know, the far side, you're going to have that vitriolic hatred, but it goes pretty deep into our society, you know, just down to regular dislike. There's so many people that really cannot stand Donald Trump. They forget about, you know, all the good things that he did for this economy, for the country, and they just focus on hatred. They're blinded by hatred. And I think, I'll be honest with you, I do believe there's a concerted effort by the media, the Democrats, their allies, and big tech to basically brainwash people into hating Donald Trump. Now, that said, my next question is this.
Do you suffer from, Mike, do you suffer from Trump love syndrome?
or Trump derangement syndrome.
I believe I'm a pragmatic person, and I look at things carefully, try to get in the information from both sides before I make any decision. So I don't love Donald Trump. I like him. I like what he did. I like the ideas that he had, and I do not like the idea, in my mind, he is being politically prosecuted and persecuted. Now, the charges. There was a few days there where they were saying that the grand jury is not going to meet, it's not going to meet, and, well, this is going to be delayed for a month. And then all of a sudden, that changed, and we have charges being, announced forthcoming. So my question is, why did that happen? Why was there a change? Okay, well, there's got to be a reason for that. Is it to distract the money that's coming from China going to the Biden family? Is that what happened when that leaked out, that finally got out? I don't know. Now, the other thing I want to ask here is the purpose of these charges. Really, I think it was you, Joe, that said these charges aren't going to stand, okay? And I think that's really a reasonable assessment. Okay, but then again, he'll be indicted, because you could indict a ham sandwich, especially if it's a Republican in a Democrat place where like 95% of the people vote Democrat. But I do believe there's an ulterior motive. And one of the theories that I heard was the Democrats believe they want Trump to win because they know they can beat him. And I believe that, too. I believe that Donald Trump, all things being considered, would lose if he was the nominee. And political primaries are a funny thing. I mean, really, for the most part, it's the base, the strong base that participates in the primaries. And that really hurt the party here, the Republican Party in Pennsylvania last election. We nominated some candidates that, in my opinion, I didn't like them. I didn't vote for them, but I understood they were going to win, and I didn't think they were viable, and it turned out to be true. So is this a prosecution of Trump to try to get people to rally around him to get him nominated so the Democrats could win? I don't know. It's just a question I'm asking. I do think he is a guy that would be easy to beat for the Democrats. And then the final thing I'm going to rant on is we keep talking about security and safety. Well, I cannot think, and again, I'm not an expert here, but one of the biggest threats we have right now is our open borders, okay? Because I do believe there are countries that really want to take the United States off the face of the earth, immobilize us, make us impotent so that they can be the big kid on the block. And with this open border, the people that I listen to are telling me that basically unattached young males of military age are coming through the border. And I listened to a guy talk, his name is Gordon Chang, and he is basically anti-China. And I'm going to say I believe what he says. I believe that he says these people coming across the border are coming to be part of an upcoming war, that when it starts, or a precursor to the start, we will have terrorists try to take down our electrical grid, our communication systems, poison our air and our water, set off bombs. He didn't say anything about guns. Talked about bombs in shopping plazas and places where people are. And I do believe that, before these major wars and I'm not a historian, you should have someone here that knows more than me, but before wars actually break out or major battles, there's always distractions. Try to immobilize your enemy before you attack. And I think that's where we are. I think we have an impending situation that is grave, and all of this bickering and dividing the people is really hurting us. And the last thing I'm going to say is I go back to that General Milley. He came out and he made the comment that if Trump had tried to mobilize our nuclear forces and put us on a state of readiness, he would have called China and warned them. And I cannot believe that we have a government and a military that would allow that speech without extreme retribution. What kind of military do we have? Do we have a military that really wants to defend the country and win a war when something like that is allowed to stand?
All right, we got you, Mike. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for calling in.
I agree with you on one thing. I don't think that that Trump can win this election. I think he has damaged goods. I don't think he can survive. He may well win the primary because Republicans, I said before, he's like crack cocaine to Republicans. If we could get his policies without him, we got a winner.
That's sort of what Ron DeSantis is promising.
Even Asa Hutchinson.
But I think Trump could beat somebody not Biden. You know, if they nominate somebody other than Biden, I think Trump could win again. But I don't think Trump can win if it's Biden again. I think we did that. It's not going to work. Unfortunately, President Biden would get reelected under those circumstances.
And maybe it'll be Hillary again.
Right. Yeah, old fogey's day here at the polls. All right. I mean, that's just for mayor in Shamokin Dam. All right. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. I'm going to do very brief news headlines here, and then we've got a call coming in, and we've got a bunch of emails and texts, so we'll read those on the radio very shortly. On the mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Do as I've done. Pick out your next vehicle, whether you're ready for it or not. See what they got available at sunburymotors.com. I'm going to tell you about that Blue Cruise as the week progresses, because that's the cat's meow. That's an opportunity for you to find out how the Ford vehicles drive themselves these days. So we'll talk about Blue Cruise as time permits. SunburyMotors.com, 570-743-9565, the open phone. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Told you about a tragic crash on I-80 overnight, but it was indeed tragic. A 5-year-old passenger in a vehicle was killed in a minivan that was involved in a crash. A man from Ohio was driving the vehicle, and a 5-year-old passenger was on board that minivan, and that minivan was hit by a tractor trailer, either was slow moving or stopped either in the lane or off the road. We don't know which, but we do know that a 5-year-old died in that. Several people were injured in that crash. The trucker involved did not sustain injuries, so we'll keep you posted about that. But that 5-year-old, most likely from Ohio, involved in that crash on I-80 overnight. The road was closed for a time. It is now open. U.S. Senator John Fetterman spent 6 weeks in the hospital for clinical depression. He spoke to CBS's Sunday Morning, saying he'll be back to work soon. How bad was he when he was depressed?
I never had any self-harm, but I was indifferent, though. If the doctor said, gee, you have 18 months to live, I'd be like, meh. Okay, well, that's how things go.
Fetterman expects to rejoin the Senate when it returns from its recess the week of April 17th. WHTM reporting some Democratic state representatives are working to ban conversion therapy in Pennsylvania. Remember, Governor Wolf outlawed that via executive order. Now they're introducing a bill in the legislature that would prohibit mental health professionals from using conversion therapy on young people. The group says conversion therapy is anti-gay bias, masquerading as science, and can be harmful to young people, causing depression, drug abuse, and sometimes suicide. As we have talked about a little bit already today, there was a big announcement in the race for the White House over the weekend. CBS's Linda Kenyon says former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson made it official.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has made it official.
I have made a decision. And my decision is I'm going to run for president of the United States.
On ABC, Hutchinson said, especially given the recent indictment of Donald Trump, he believes the Republican Party needs to look elsewhere.
This is one of the most unpredictable political environments that I've seen in my lifetime. And so my message of experience, of consistent conservatism, of hope for our future and solving problems that face Americans, I think that resonates.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
And finally, the man will address the nation tomorrow night about the activities. Former President Trump, will deliver remarks Tuesday night in Florida after his scheduled arraignment in New York on charges related to the hush money payments. His campaign is announcing he'll be charged with crimes associated with falsifying business records and and said to be at least one felony offense by somebody that's in the know up there. Meantime, when he's arraigned, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, and New York Young Republican Club are planning a peaceful protest against the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg across the street from the courthouse Tuesday afternoon, according to the AP.
All right. Well, we have some back and forth here. One of our emailers says of Tom, my opinion of this person is he definitely needs to see someone for his mental situation. He is out of control, and I consider him dangerous.
Speaking of Tom, not of President Trump.
Right. And then Tom says of Mike, stick a sock in it. You have no idea what you're talking about. You're an ultra-mega Trump lover. That's the ultimate insult in Tom's world.
Okay.
And then one of our other callers or emailers says, Eric, thank you for your admission. To quote you, banning ARs is the first step. I rest my case.
All right, Joe, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, all right. Good morning. I want to start with something that Cindy called, and I normally like everything or agree with her a lot. But a couple of weeks ago, she had called in and said about keeping it like no name calling and such, and she made that point. I don't adhere to that, so any name calling and that, either way, I don't mind. I don't mind when I asked Mark to clarify something. He speaks slowly so Joe can understand, Joe from somewhere. Or he mocks Lance into that. So I don't mind name calling. But on the subject of Eric, and I see you had some call or emails that I couldn't hear because I was on hold there. But so the Eric does maybe all the time talk about removal of the semi-automatic weapons. And Stan had a good question, I don't believe. But Eric said to reduce the chance when Stan asked that question of a gun or of a school shooting, I'm assuming he means. So take what's involved in this. He doesn't, like somebody said, he doesn't take everything. So what about the assessment of the mental state of the shooter, the blood test for, you know, drugs or anything that's in the system? We haven't heard on this one, but we usually don't. That's not really put out in the news a lot, like what drugs they were on or their mental state. The drugs in particular are SSRIs, and Prozac fits into that category, those types of things. And maybe their worldview. Sometimes we see their politics and their religious belief on Facebook or whatever they tweet. So, and then the security of the school. Now, all those things, I think, have to do with school shootings. And the security, I mean, like soft target, which this... In this past case, some of it seemed to indicate that this person who did the shooting in Tennessee had other targets, right, that had security, so they opted for the soft target. Now, I said it before that Eric just focuses on one thing, and he tries to take away a constitutional right of people, and it's been decades and decades that they haven't made any progress on common sense gun laws, but Eric seems to keep pursuing that for some reason. So what about the, I mean, you don't have maybe a constitutional right to take Prozac, you know, prescribed by a doctor, but not abusing it, you know. So your Facebook, you know, so all that stuff.
Right to...
But he does, yeah, we'll talk, but he doesn't seem to take anything else into consideration. It's only the gun that if you remove the gun, yeah, you might reduce by a small amount, right? But those people, like Stan said, they'll get a shotgun, and then you have to ban. We went over this years ago with Eric. You know, it's the same thing, and that's the problem with his determination to ban guns.
Yes,
is that once you ban one gun, you're going to ban another.
But Joe, the problem is that we're not solving the problem of kids being shot in schools.
Right, so what's the remedy, but what's the commonality in gun violence or gun shootings in school, right? You have to take the whole thing, and Eric only looks at one thing. And he continues to fight against one thing that's a constitutional right for like 99.9% of the people who own ARs.
Well, he
and
agrees.
He's going against those people.
He agrees
and,
with
well,
mental
like
health
me,
changes.
I don't have one, but I believe that the right the people should have one if they're not lawbreakers.
I think he agrees with common sense changes in our mental health system that might make us safer.
What about red flag
yeah,
laws? What about
not
red
sure
flag
about
laws?
That. You think Eric believes that you know you shouldn't give kids these SSRI drugs that really confuse their mental state? I don't think he. I think he believes in giving it to them.
Well, what about things like red flag laws and universal background checks?
Right. So there, you're treading on the constitutionality of a person, right? You're taking away the guns before it's an accusation, right? Yeah, red flag law is an accusation, right? Is that what I get?
Well, it's not an accusation. It's based on something. There has to be some demonstration
right,
on your part.
It's an accusation that this person is dangerous,
right?
But he hasn't done anything yet, other than say.
Well,
okay,
isn't that the goal
one,
here?
He beat up his wife.
Isn't that
and now
the, Joe?
They
isn't
go
that
back and some time passes? They're,
Joe,
she's a little bit more afraid that it's going to get worse.
Joe,
so
isn't
says
that
he
the
has a gun and I'm afraid that he's going to use it. I'm afraid.
Joe,
well, yeah, but
isn't
you're
that
taking
the whole
the gun
point?
Away and then having the trial if he's going to use it.
Let me
that's my
take
interpretation
a
of a red flag law. If you
take
have
a breath,
one.
Joe. Isn't that the whole idea, to prevent somebody from doing something rather than reacting after they've done it? Isn't that what we hopefully should be doing?
Okay, Eric, go ahead. Hold on. No, Joe, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Isn't
a
that
person
what
has to have the trial before. That's what I said about treading on the constitutionality of a red flag law.
Oh,
it's
okay.
Not that it's not a bad idea. You
but
know, yeah, sure. If you know the person is going to shoot somebody, who wouldn't? I think Mike kind of, you know, said that. So I just don't get Eric's focus on one part of a massive or many things that contribute to school shootings. And he's afraid or he doesn't even seem to consider soft targets are one. And no, we don't want our schools looking like prisons, you know, or, you know, the court. I don't know. That's what I get over the years with his assessment of how to, he does say reduce chances. Reduce chances, you have many options, and he just focuses on one.
All right, what are the options?
That's what I said.
No, like you said there are many of them. I'm asking you what those many options are.
I did. I said assessment of the mental state of the person.
But you don't want to take their guns away?
After the fact, right? You have to do the blood test. If they're all on SSRI drugs or mentally, I'm not sure. I'm not as up on that as some. We went over it before. But even their world views or their religious views, you have to put that puzzle together after the fact, and if all the commonality points to, like, multiple things, like have they hit a soft target for one purpose only, is that they're not going to get shot before they can do anything? But Eric just focuses on one. So there are many things that contribute to what target the person picks, why they do it. Is it the drugs? Is it their religious views? Is it their political views? You know, the guy that shot Steve Scalise. Political view. What are you going to do about taking a gun? He could do something else.
Well, I'm afraid your approach is locking the barn door after the horse is long gone.
People have rights. That's my problem with the red flag laws, too.
And those kids have a right to live. Those kids, Joe,
we got to take a break.
Joe, those kids have a right to live, a right to go to school without being worried about being shot.
Have a right. So does the
Thank
kids
you,
in
Joe.
The car. You just talked about one that was killed in your news. Everybody has a, we know that. That's in the Constitution.
All right, we got
to
take a break, Joe. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Say thank you.
You're welcome.
Or hang up, either way. All right, we'll take a quickie break. We got a 1 minute caller, but we'll take lengthier callers if you so choose. 570-743-9565. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@WKOK.com, as Doug has done. Fabulous email. We'll read that on the radio shortly. And you can text us at 70236, but you have to include the keyword OTM.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Just terrible. Don't ever watch
it. No, I won't.
But anyway. Oh, Eric's waiting. Sorry. I got to do the car ad. Go ahead, Eric.
1 minute.
Thank you, Bill. To answer the latest caller, I'm choosing the most obvious way because, yes, most of these school shootings do, not all of them, do involve these weapons. I fired these weapons. They're fun. I admit it. It's fun to think, clink along. But I'm willing to give up that little bit of fun to make our environment of our kids safer. Most people can't even afford to shoot these things because the ammunition, you shoot a whole box of ammunition in a few seconds. But I'm saying that these weapons are a lot of times a common denominator of what's going on, as it was in this last case. And to shoot the argument, if everything's open, then why aren't we still having regular machine guns sold to these public, you know? In Pennsylvania, you cannot own a handgun under 21, but you can own AR style under 21. And that's not right. We have to take a first step somewhere, gentlemen, and that's what I'm suggesting we do.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Yep, appreciate that. All right, hold on, Dan. I got to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, and that's a family-owned dealership. They've been in business since 1915. Yes, we had their 100th anniversary celebration. They got two locations now, 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. You can find out much, much more about them at sunburymotors.com. If you want to get a big, fat bargain on a vehicle, you want to go to the Sunbury Motor Company, whether it's a new Ford, Hyundai, or Kia, or one of the dozens of pre-owned vehicles they got. Right now, they got one of everything on the lot. So inventory is kind of caught up with the vehicles, and that means it's a buyer's market once again, so you can look for prices to stabilize. The Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury is open in case you want to get your vehicle worked on. They got a body shop there, a large truck shop, a small truck shop, a regular car shop, a big car shop, and an alignment shop, and a parts shop, and you name it. They got every shop for everything. They got tow trucks there, some of which look like they could lift a house. Other ones are just normal rollbacks that are moving vehicles around. And they'll super serve you, just like they did me when I got four new tires on the Ford truck. They hauled it over there, put the tires on, deliver it back wherever you want it. Sunbury Motor Company, sunburymotors.com. They would love to super serve you at the Sunbury Motor Company. All right, we got one call coming in, and another one is awaiting. Dan, go right ahead. Last caller before a quickie break. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good morning. You know, my suggestion for Tom, he better stop drinking caffeinated coffee. He better go to decaf. He was really hyped up this morning. It's almost funny how much Trump derangement syndrome is out there. You can't believe the president that really brought our country back to common sense. Say what you want about Trump. I think he did a great job. But how much they seem to dislike him. My gosh, our economy was great. We were respected all around the world. And everything was going great. Now, it's not so great at all. And I don't get bent out of shape about Biden. You never heard me call him names. It's just not the same.
Who would call a president a name?
Yeah, it's just a shame what's going on. And you know right now that left would be very happy if a riot or a a protest would get out of hand up there. They put all that fencing up. They just are waiting. And don't get me wrong, I believe there's Antifa and whatever waiting just to infiltrate peaceful protesters to make it go out of hand so they can get another series for CBS. Look at this. Trump voters are crazies. Look at them. They riot. You can't control them. And this is what they would love, the same as they did with January 6th. They'd love another scene they could put on every night showing people going into the Capitol building, and they could show Trump voters going out of hand. They'd love that.
Well, the protests so far have been peaceful. They haven't been violent, even though the New York City Police Department ordered everybody to show up one day in full uniform. Nothing happened.
Yep. Good. And, good. You know, and I hope that Antifa and them don't infiltrate and make it go out of hand as they did January 6th. Yeah. And, Joe, you were right. You were 100% right. Trump will not win the next election. You know, this election, they're going to make sure there won't be 2,000 mules. There'll be 10,000, 20,000 mules stuff in the boxes. They're going to make double sure that no guy like Trump will win again. Maybe they'd allow very moderate or lefty Republican win, but they will not allow any Trump-like person to win, one that would bring America back as it had been on its way back for them 4 years that President Trump was in office. They won't allow that, Joe. They will not. And you're right. Trump will not win.
Well, that's not the reason I think he won't win, Dan. I think he won't win because the American people are tired of the drama. They're tired. I think a lot of people liked his policies, but they don't like this guy. They don't like the way he behaves. I mean, he's already calling the judge names. He's calling the prosecutor names. Okay. There's some talk he might get a gag order imposed on him, which I would love to see, only from the standpoint I don't think he would keep it. He'd wind up paying the fine or doing 30 days in jail.
Right. You know, the more they persecute Trump, the more popular he's getting. And I have a friend, I'm not on any social media, she was telling me yesterday, she said, you know, President Trump's even getting some Democrats that weren't for Trump on his side now because they realize this is truly what he calls it, a true witch hunt, and the witches are doing the hunting, and he's gaining, you know, because people realize this isn't there for real. He did nothing wrong. They're not going to get him on anything. They're not going to. He did nothing wrong. They're not going to. He's not going to get in any trouble. He'll be running.
Well, he paid hush money to women who claimed that he had had an affair with them, and it benefited him in the election by not having that come out prior to the race.
It was out. Remember the debate? Remember they were going to bring it out, the Clintons that time, and guess what Trump did? They brought the three women that President Clinton abused. Remember that? They were in the audience, and right away that subject didn't come up about Stormy Daniels, which happened, it was 16 years prior the incident allegedly that happened. Trump denies it. I don't know what happened. Who knows? But he allegedly happened 16 years prior to him even running for president.
Well, if it wasn't true, why would he have paid her the money?
Well, it's not good to have a false accusation against you. I don't know if it was true or not.
Right, she's not his type.
Hey, Dan, if I thought I could get $180,000 out of Mark Lawrence by saying, "Hey, Mark, I'm going to tell a lie about you."
All right, we got to hit the road, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in, sir.
Source, you can't do that to a common person like Dan from New Berlin.
That'd be a game changer.
Money to pay you, hush. But a guy like Trump, billions of dollars, you can get money out of that to shut him up.
All right, we got you, Dan. Thank you, sir.
Adversary.
Thank you, sir.
And, hey, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha, buddy.
You had a lot of good calls this morning.
I agree. Yours, too. All right, thank you, sir. We got to go. We're way behind. Got to go. Yep, thanks, guys.
Bye.
All right, here we go. You find a couple jewels out there that kind of help you for weeks. All right.
Coming from others.
Joe and I have just, I think we cured all known diseases and
we fed
the poor off mic. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the air. So.
Well, maybe Steve can from Garfield, New Jersey, can weigh in on some of this. Steve, you're on the mark.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? A couple things. Now you got me going on the whole Trump thing. I want to talk about the guns a little bit and the school to violence, but I'll do it as fast as I can. Trump, I can't believe people are talking about if or when he runs. He's not going to run again. The guy's going to be in prison. You know, let me tell you something about
jailed. I don't think he'll be jailed.
Well, maybe not
well,
on this
maybe
one.
Not. He will be eventually. You know, if he ever did get elected, they'd have to take him out of office. He'd have to go to prison. He's going to prison. He's going up the river, that guy.
He is? For which?
Absolutely.
Georgia is going to do it? Or what else?
The January 6th thing in and of itself.
Yeah, that's sticky. Yeah, you could be right there.
Yeah, and also, it'd be, you know, you've got... First of all, two states, charges? Now, those stick no matter what. And the one thing I'm worried about, if you get some nut who's a president on the federal charges, it's one or might be two counts. I know it's one. If it's federal charge that he gets convicted on, a future president could pardon him, could overturn that. So it's the state's ones that the other ones that's going to get him. I don't think anybody would pardon him. Let me tell you something about that guy. He's a racist. That guy is a social outcast. And by the way, how the hell could you run four casinos into the ground? How stupid could you be?
When you put it like that.
People throw money away like pennies in a fountain at a casino. How do you run a casino into and four of them? I mean, is this guy the dumbest person in the world or what?
Well, the economic downturn didn't help him, but I agree with you. I think they overbuilt, they overspent trying to make it grand, and it turned out to be people didn't care.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy's been... You know, first of all, I'm right outside of New York City. You know me as a caller. I used to vacation out there. I used to live the two-way when, what was it, Mitchell and the other Yingling guy did it?
Oh, my gosh.
My God.
John, I don't think John Yingling was ever on two-way radio.
No.
But they did do a counterpoint on one of our, it was a competitor for a time and then a sister station to be MLP. But,
I remember MLP.
Yeah, Than Mitchell was on WDKOK versus the Valley for the most part, since he was a free-thinking, independent liberal. And, of course, everybody else around here is conservative, so.
That's right. He was on MLP. Now I remember. Yeah, my God, I remember where we used to. I remember my sister and I and our family were out there in 75, 76 in our old ranch Ford station wagon. We got lost. In Bald Eagle State Forest.
Well, that can happen. Anyway, Steve, all right, we got other callers. Anything else to add to our good discussion?
Just real quick about guns in general. First of all, I don't know. I think people have a right to guns, you know, as long as they're responsible. My brother's very responsible. Now, look, my brother, I had an identical twin brother. He committed suicide, shot himself in the head with a gun. And I got to tell you something. You know what guns do? There's one reason for guns. There's only one reason, no matter what the reason behind the reason. And the reason is to kill. That's it. Period.
Well, hunting and target shooting and collecting.
Hunting, you're killing something, aren't you?
Oh, soldiers. Target shooting, you're not killing anyone. But, yeah, you're right, though. Target shooting is, and that's okay.
That depends on the target, though.
Yeah.
Well, not every gun is intended to kill a human. Some are intended to just wound them, as we heard last week.
Right. And target shooting, somebody could, you know, and the other thing, people with these guns, they say, oh, more guns, the better. You know, if some Mama Luke, some kook comes into a school or in a restaurant, starts shooting people up, more people that are armed, it's better because they'll stop you. But you want to bet? You know what's going to happen with more people with guns? Everybody's going to get caught in the crossfire. Everybody's going to get killed.
Gee, that's
those
not the way you describe it, Mark.
Out of their minds.
Mark doesn't describe it that way, and he's a big advocate for everybody being armed.
Mandatory. Mandatory open carry. All right, we got you, Steve. Thanks for checking in. Much appreciated.
Take care.
All righty. We got to take a quickie break. We might have our last two callers on the line. We don't know for sure. We will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Tomorrow. All right. Tomorrow. Read something on the
tomorrow.
Text list so they don't feel lost.
I did. Those have been, the first one was read. Question, if schools had arm protection, wouldn't that reduce the chances of an outsider intruding with a gun? Yeah, I would think so.
Okay, and then the next
one.
And
Eric, were you in the room with Trump and Stormy Daniels? If not, how can you say Trump is lying? If you were, that's weird.
That's weird. That is a little odd. All right, Joe, you get 60 seconds, and then now.
All right. So Eric did call back. I appreciate that. And he said he likes his semi-automatic rifle, and he shoots it and has fun with it.
I don't think he said that.
He said he has shot them. He didn't say he owns any.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought he owned one.
Well, he talked about a 7.60, but that's a pump rifle.
Oh, okay. Well, then that doesn't help my case. I thought he said he owned one, but he said he shot one. And but I was going to tell him if he does own one, that to take it, and whoever has the same opinion of him then would take it and destroy it. You know, if they're that willing to give up their gun and make a public notice of it, and I'd go there to see him take it over to the forge in Norrie and pound it into nothing because you can't resell it. Because someone might use it to commit a crime, right? I guess it doesn't apply to Eric, then. I misunderstood. I'm glad you cleared that up.
All right, you got you, buddy. Thank you.
$129,999,999 to go.
I know where there's a couple. So there's a couple more. Anyway, Al, you're on the mark.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. If this was all going on and it wasn't President Trump, it was a president, but his last name wasn't Trump. Do you think it still keep on going, since they've been after him since the very beginning?
I don't know. The courts dogged President Clinton pretty extensively, and so did Republicans over criminal infractions. And to this day, they
say
that...
Did they indict him?
Impeachment considered a form of an indictment?
Not really.
Okay.
Well, they impeached this guy twice already, so he's got him beat on all that. But what if his name wasn't Trump? The point is, liberal, Democrat, conservative, what's the other one? Republicans?
And yes,
rhinos. Whatever you are, you ought to be real scared, because you can't do this to a president of a country and still have a free country.
The whole country's falling apart.
And it started falling apart at COVID really, really bad. It's been in the plans for a long time. And COVID is where they pushed it. They've seen how far they can go. And I can't believe how far they went. Mm-hmm. I don't think the world would go that far again. But we ought to all, every American, be afraid of what's going on and take the word Trump, the description of that president's name, out of there. Mm-hmm. And just really look what's going on. I mean, we're in a real dark spot. And I think if they wanted a one world order, this would be part of the plan. Because we're the most powerful and sophisticated power, even though we are shrinking. But we're standing in the way.
We're shrinking.
If they can get this country at strife, we won't be standing in the way as much. And the best way to do that is what they're doing right now, taking our liberties away and our rights away. They want to take our guns away without due process. They're indicting people that are running for president.
No one's proposing taking guns away without due process.
Yes, they are.
Who?
Yes, they are.
Who?
I beg to differ.
Who?
Red flag laws.
That's not taking people's guns away. That's only saying that if they can't, they have to be adjudicated as being sane enough to handle the weapon.
And then they'll give it back.
Yes, right. That's good.
No, but they took it away.
Well, they took it away because you have a mental aberration where you might harm yourself or others.
So what?
Well,
country, it's your liberty to have that mental illness. Look at all the transgenders running around.
So, in other words, the school shooters are perfectly within their rights because they're allowed to be mentally ill and go in and shoot up a school and kill kids. That's your argument? That's all you got?
That's right. They're free to do that.
Okay.
It's pure evil.
You're free
it's
to shoot.
It's pure evil.
Shoot, even if you're
and
a
you
cray-cray.
What I'm saying, I'm not saying that, Joe. I'm saying that will happen because we have liberties. And taking a gun away before a court hearing of any sort is taking your gun away.
Well, I think the adjudication associated with red flag laws is pretty direct. I'm not sure it's the same night, but you get a hearing pretty directly. I don't follow them super duper closely.
But they can't take the gun until they prove it.
Well, and most of the red flag laws have been tested.
Now listen, let me finish the rest of it. You take the red flag law and you do it the opposite way around. One of your callers was saying that. Get his butt right into court as soon as you find out he's making those kind of threats. Maybe you can straighten him out before it ever happened.
Scared straight.
Scared and straight, right from the very beginning.
Okay.
As soon as you hear it, as soon as the psychiatrist or whatever says it, or whoever they red flagging, do it.
All right.
So we're going to have to keep that court open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Exactly.
Night court.
We can do it.
All right.
Yep, bye.
Thank
bye.
You so much, Al. Thank you for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for calling in. If Joe and I hadn't rambled on about something at the beginning, we wouldn't have needed to spoken at all today. So fantastic. And now another good email came in. So we'll read all these emails tomorrow if we can. You're listening to WDK, okay, Sunbury.